Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and we want to thank you for listening to our program this morning. We encourage you to write your questions into our program that we might give you a Bible answer on the air. That address is 232 South College Street, Harrisburg, Kentucky, 40330. Just make them in care of the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We also invite you to our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. In a few weeks, Lord willing, we're going to be moving to a new facility that is being built and completed right now, and we will give you that address on the air as soon as we know the exact date when we will be moving in. We hope that it will be sometime in the month of April. We hope to be in there by the time of our gospel meeting in the middle of April, but we will have that information for sure for you by the 1st of April in our first radio program then. But we wanted to keep you in abreast to that because that's an exciting time for us, and we want to encourage you to come and be with us and be able to worship God with us in our new facility. Our question today has to do with the crucifixion of Christ. The questionnaire asks, please explain who crucified Christ. Was it the Jews or was it the Gentiles? This question came up in the class, and there was some division about it. Well, that's a very good question, and we're going to endeavor to give you the biblical answer for who crucified the Lord. I think the first thing we need to do this morning is read some passages. Let's begin with Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to read from Matthew 27, and we're going to read verses number 27 through 31. Well, now let us read a little bit further up, and that will give us an overall view. We're going to begin reading in verse number 21. It says, the governor answered and said to them, which of the two of you do you want me to release? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said to him, what then shall I do with Jesus who is called the Christ? They all said to him, let him be crucified. Then the governor said, why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. And all the people answered and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus in the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. They stripped him of his scarlet robe, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. Then they spat on him, took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. We also want to look at the statement made in Matthew chapter 27 in verse number 18. When Pilate asked who they wanted to release, Barabbas or Jesus, which was a custom during the feast time, he said, for he knew that they handed him over because of envy, in verse number 18. We also see in Mark 15 in verse number 10, for he knew that the chief priest had handed him over because of envy. Now, we need to understand that, and Pilate gave the sentence that it should be done according to Luke chapter 23 verse 13 through 24. But notice, Pilate would have released Jesus when he was brought to him by the Jews, but the Jews would not agree for him to be released. They cried out to crucify him. You remember, first of all, that Judas conspired with the chief priests and the elders to betray the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And when he was in the garden praying, they came to arrest him. And what they did first is they took him to the house of the father of the high priest at that time, Caiaphas, in Matthew chapter 27. They took him to the house of the high priest, and then Caiaphas, and after that, then they took him to the chief priest and the elders in chapter number 27, and they brought witnesses in that gave false testimony, testimony that would not even agree among itself. But then they found two false witnesses that made a statement about him saying that he destroyed the temple and rise it up in 2 days, which he did make that statement in John chapter 2, verse 19 through 21. But he was not talking about the temple of Herod. He was talking about the temple of his body. He was talking about his coming resurrection. And so they made trumped up charges on him. They say that he blasphemed the name of God because he made himself equal to God and said that he was the Son of God. And so according to Jewish law, he was worthy to be crucified. But you see, the Jews couldn't carry it out. Why? Because they were under Roman authority. They didn't have the right to put one to death. They had to get permission from the Roman government. And so that's why they took him to Pilate. They took him to Pilate, and then Pilate took him to Herod, and then Herod sent him back to Pilate. But on three different occasions, Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent. He was going to chastise him, maybe scourge him, and then he was going to let him go. But the Jews would have none of it. And so lastly, in order to get Pilate to go along with their thinking, they told him that if he did not crucify the Lord, that he was no friend to Caesar. And he said, well, what will I do with your king? And they said, we have no king but Caesar. You see, they tried to say that it was a matter of treason, that the Lord was trying to get his disciples to cause insurrection and to rebel against Roman authority. You go back and study the teachings of Jesus, not one time did he preach insurrection. If you remember, the question came up about taxes, and he said that whatever belongs to Caesar, you render to Caesar what's Caesar's, and to God, the things that belong to God. He never preached insurrection. That was a trumped-up charge in order to get Rome to do its dirty work for the Jews to put Jesus to death. But you see, the Romans would have never done it had the Jews not brought Jesus under the skies that he was a troublemaker and that he had violated their law. He said, this is a matter of your own law. Go and you deal with it yourself. He says, no, we can't, because we can't put him to death. But he's also made himself a threat to Caesar because he claims to be a king. And so now it's a matter of treason. And so what they did is they trumped the charge up on the Jews. By the way, the Jews weren't even following their own law. They tried him in the middle of the night. They did not allow him to make a defense. And when they did question him, he answered nothing. And so they had false witnesses. They didn't follow their own procedures. And yet the charges against Jesus were never proven. They just fabricated them in order to make it appear that he was worthy of death. But Pilate, who is the Roman authority, the governor, that's supposed to keep peace there, he knew that Jesus was delivered out of envy. He made that statement. And on three occasions, he said that he knew that he was innocent. He had done nothing worthy of death. We just read that in Matthew chapter 27. And so he thought that he would give them a choice. He would let this insurrectionist murderer, Barabbas, go, or he would let their king go. And of course, this notorious person that had been arrested, he thought for sure that they would want him put to death and would want Jesus released. But the Jews wanted Jesus to be out of the picture. They were fearful of their authority and their position, and they were worried that men would follow him instead of following them, and they just wanted rid of this troublemaker, and they talked the crowd, and the tumult is a riotous crowd, and they determined to convince them to ask for Barabbas to be let go and to crucify the Lord. How much do they want him crucified? It says in the Matthew account that let his blood be upon us and on our children. In verse number 25, they were willing to take the blood upon the next generation in order to get rid of the Lord. But you notice in the account that Pilate washes his hands in front of them, saying that he's innocent of the blood of this just, innocent person. You see, he knew Jesus was innocent, and yet he gave him over to be crucified in order to keep the peace in his providence among the Jews, because they were ready to riot because they wanted, the leaders of the Jews wanted Jesus put to death. And so, in essence, he was a coward. And to keep his job and keep from losing his head, he gave in to the riot, and he allowed Jesus to be crucified, an innocent man, in order that peace might be maintained. And to placate the Jews, he allowed the Roman government to put him to death, to scourge him, and then to crucify him, which was the means of death to the vilest of criminals under the Roman law. And so, the answer to the questionnaire is who put Jesus to death? Both of them, the Jews and the Gentiles. There were 6 trials, 3 Jewish, 3 Roman. All of them were what we would call a kangaroo court. There was no real evidence against him. He had not committed any crime. He had not done any evil. He had not violated any law. This was simply a way of the Jews erasing a problem that they had with Jesus, as they saw him as competition. And they did not accept his claim of deity. They did not accept his claim as messiahship. And so they just wanted this troublemaker out of the way. And this was the opportunity that they had so wanted. Judas hands, betrays him, puts him into place where he'll be, where he's away from the crowds and the multitude who think he's a prophet and believe that he's the Messiah. And then they arrest him, and then they take him through a mockery of 3 Jewish trials that they don't even follow the procedures. And then they take him to Pilate in order to get him to pass sentence for the Roman government that he might be crucified. And indeed, he was crucified. And much as Pilate wanted to wash his hands of the innocence of the blood of Jesus, that blood is on his hands. They could have never put him to death had not Pilate gave them the opportunity to do so. He is culprit just as much as the Jews. And so both parties put the Lord to death. The Jews, for their selfish reasons, to remove this troublemaker, and the Romans are guilty in order to keep the peace and to keep a tumult from arising. He handed over Jesus to be crucified and allowed it to be so. But the truth of the whole matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this was according to the plans of God before the world was ever created. It was determined before the Lord ever came to earth that he would suffer and he would die and he would die a horrible death upon the cross in order to give man the opportunity of redemption and salvation in Christ Jesus through the shedding of the precious and the innocent blood of Jesus Christ. All the Jews and all Pilate did is fulfill the plans of God. Tune in again next Lord's Day. Thank you.